with Wally and Flip, the Routines Pod.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wally and Flip.
I'm Wally.
And I'm Flip, and welcome back to another episode and our first official Olympics recap.
It has been a crazy few days.
It has been an excellent few days. This team event has exceeded my expectations. Incredible performances with like minimal falls and minimal major mistakes. And as great as it was, it does make me a little bit worried of what's to come in the individual events.
So can we start with this, Flip?
Yeah.
Do you think they should do the individual events before the team event, or do you like that the team event is first?
I think I like that the team event is first because the best is still yet to come.
I do agree with that. I think maybe as an audience, yes. And I mean, a lot of, obviously we've heard athletes say that they like the team event to get their feet underneath them. But I just have to feel like if you do a lights out performance like we saw, that must be a lot of pressure.
And we saw like many lights out performances.
I know.
Across the board.
Like crazy.
That's why I'm saying I'm scared.
Pairs was maybe my most favorite event.
And both the short and the free skate.
Yeah. Epic.
I have so much respect for all these teams and we'll get into it. But like to your point, Maddie and Evan are competing in the rhythm dance in less than 24 hours. And they're coming off this huge high. Two-time Olympic gold medalists. I mean, that energy in receiving your gold medal out there on the ice is probably unmatched. And to think they have to kind of like reset and compete again tomorrow. But I think if anyone can handle it, it's them.
For sure. I totally agree with that. But did you hear about the little drama about the blades?
Yeah, what was that about?
During the medal ceremony, when they first got out there, all the teams, none of them were standing on the actual like podium yet. And I saw like Team Japan specifically was like touching it, like kind of weirded out by what it was, and then they all stood up like no biggie. But yeah, afterwards apparently the rumor is it wasn't necessarily a safe surface for blades.
Interesting. I mean, it's interesting because I saw Evan Bates was like jumping up and down more than anybody else.
Well, that's the podium. That's where I'm like, not only do you have to come down from your high, you might have to like go get your blade sharpened.
I mean, you're gonna have to get them sharpened if that's true,
right? But, like, that's just this extra added layer of stress that you probably don't need. But
and then I see Maddie just posted at, like, 8 p.m. our time, which is, like, 2 in the morning their time, a picture of her gold medal. I'm like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, let's just level set. If anybody listening doesn't know, we have Team USA in first, Team Japan in second, and Team Italy in third. I think this is exactly, Wally, what you predicted.
I definitely predicted Italy there. I was a little bit, didn't have all the hope in the world in U.S. to come out with a gold.
Yeah, well, to be fair, if Andrew Torgashev competed in the free skate as was initially planned, then you would be correct. Japan would have blown them out of the water.
Right. And I think that's where the trepidation came. Like, we just had no idea what they were going to do.
Were you surprised in Ilya and Maddie and Evan electing to do both, not electing, but agreeing to do both the rhythm and the free? I should say short in the free, because obviously Ilya does not have a rhythm dance.
Long story short, no. Definitely not Maddie and Evan. I felt like we knew that was going to happen. Ilya, really no after where they were.
Yeah, he had to.
His performance in the short, Ilya just would not have been able to let that go.
I agree. I mean, he really needed to do the free skate. I mean, it was pretty clear. And I think for both Maddie and Evan and Ilya, they were almost guaranteed a gold medal, or at least like as guaranteed as a gold medal can be after the short section of this team event. And for both of them, an individual gold is not guaranteed. So I appreciated them like not only like being a great team players, but also like taking the reins of the moment that's right in front of them.
Right.
Because if Ilya skates the way he did in both the short and the free skate and the individual event, he is beatable.
For sure.
That's not to say someone would beat him, but he...
Right.
We each put together 3 roses and 3 thorns of this event. I'm interested to see if we have any of the same ones.
Yes, I did not work as hard as I should have on my thorns, but let's start with the roses.
Okay, I agree with you. I mean, it was honestly hard to come up with thorns because this was such a great event, but then some started coming to mind. And I was like, oh, yep, that's a thorn. Okay, do you want me to do mine first?
Can we go 1-1-1-1?
Yes. This is not in any order, by the way. The first one I have is Matteo Rizzo of Italy's free skate.
Okay, well, that was one of mine, so let's just talk about it.
Okay. I just need to, like, he did not need to do that. He could have been last in the free skate behind Nika Igatse of Georgia and still won. But it was just that they won the medal, ending off the event with a free skate like that.
Oh my gosh, first off, was crying, like totally crying. He was just so happy towards the end of that skate.
Oh,
My heart.
my heart. Was that Interstellar?
Yes.
Okay, it was like a little bit of a different version, but I'm like, he's like literally beaming, smiling to like Interstellar music, which in a way is a little bit more like solemn. But when he was running towards his team and did the slide,
Oh my gosh.
that is an Olympic moment.
And then, like, he's jumping over the boards into Niccolo's arms. It's just like, and then Marco is literally bawling his eyes
And
out.
when you know Charlene and Marco have been to at least three Olympics, right? No Olympic medal. Of course, their coach, Barbara Fusarpolli, has her own Olympic trauma. So, in a way, like that medal was the three of theirs. And it was so special.
Well, the other person who was basically crying the whole event was Barbara Fusarpolli, and I love her for it.
After every skater, because they. All of the Italian teams and skaters skated very well.
What you notice about them too is they're a very close-knit group.
Many of them train at IceLab in Bergamo. And even those that don't like Daniel, I'm sure he skates there once in a while. You know what I mean? But like to your point, you can kind of feel that disconnect with between like Daniel Grassel and the rest of the group.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and there wouldn't be. Like people you train with and see every day versus someone you see maybe 5 or 6 times a year. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But I agree. What a great moment. All right, should I say my second one?
Yes.
Ellie Cam and Danny O'Shea's free skate.
Okay, that was one of mine too.
I figured. I think our third might be different.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to say for Team USA in general, every single person on that team, whether they're disappointed in their performance or not, earned that gold medal. Ellie and Danny, of course, they could have anticipated being last in the free skate and they were fourth. Had they gotten fifth, Japan would have won the tiebreaker. And
Right.
even looking at someone like Amber Glenn, I know she wasn't happy with her free skate, but if she made one more mistake and landed in fourth, that would have lost USA team gold. So it's like, all I'm saying is, I hope none of Team USA is disappointed in their skate.
Yeah, and I think Amber's a separate story. Let's stick with Ellie and Danny right now, just to,
Sorry,
yeah,
yes.
because that was just talk about another tearful moment that I had. I was just so happy for
And
them.
remember, this is Danny O'Shea's first Olympics at 34 years old, almost
Yeah.
35. And he's a gold medalist and deservedly so. I mean, what a great pairs partner. And for Ellie to like buckle down and fight for those landings, I'm amazed. And great music for a great moment like that.
It was, especially the last song. I really
Yeah.
like how it ends. And their lifts are just some of the best in the business. Like the way that Danny can just lift her up so effortlessly, it really makes a huge difference.
And her positions are excellent.
She is just beaming when she's up there in those
I
lifts.
mean, the look on their faces in the last like 50 seconds was priceless.
I
Again,
know.
another Olympic moment. All
Yeah.
right, should I say my third? Or do you want to say your third?
You say yours third, and then I'll say my last one.
Mine was Yuma Kageyama's short program.
That was on my list, but it just didn't make it to top
I
three.
didn't think it would, but what was yours?
Mine was Riku falling during when she got her score because she was so excited. Like, I just want to say, Riku's like now one of my favorite people. She has a lot of personality. She was such a great teammate on Team Japan.
She's so small but mighty. And that painted black program, I've never appreciated it as much as I did here.
I think that might be like my favorite, one of my favorite short programs for pairs
Talk
ever.
about fire.
So
And
good.
all of the elements were fantastic. I mean, my only qualm with them, and I don't even want to be critical because this is the Olympics, but like, I would like to see them just jump a little bit closer in the side-by-side jumps.
Yes, that's very critical.
I know, but they're very far away from each other. Another thing about them, I was really nervous about them, and I'm still nervous about them because they are prone to errors. But
Yes.
I saw Megan Duhamel, their coach, reply to Rocker Skating on Twitter that after they did a clean free skate in the practice, Megan responded and said something along the lines of that this is a daily event here in training. You know, we see this all the time. And I'm like, okay, that's actually concerning that they're skating clean in practice all the time, but make mistakes in competition. You know, that means like there's probably
Yeah.
something with competition that makes them nervous or whatever it is.
100%.
Should we talk about our thorns?
Sure. I just had a thorn as you were saying something and now I lost it, but it'll come back. I'll do my first thorn. Shunsato crying in the kiss and cry because it was breaking my heart and he should not. Was that one of
My
yours?
first one, seeing Shun cry.
Okay, because I was just so like, what a
Oh my
performance!
God.
Absolute excellent performance. He did everything he could have really done in that specific moment. Like, I
Yeah, I
know some of
know.
his levels were off on the spins, but it was, he should be proud. That was a season's best.
He should be proud. And he was 6 points off from Ilya. That is
Yeah.
extremely impressive. And agree, like, even if he had full levels on the spins and had a level four in the step sequence, it still probably wouldn't have been enough to beat Ilya. And I know that's probably why he was crying. It was like, I did everything I could do and it's still not enough. Are you kidding me? And I feel that. I feel that for him. And it truly just broke my heart.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, he's happy crying, right? He has to be.
Oh.
He skated so well. And then, like, as I'm seeing him more and people comforting him, I'm like, okay, no.
I mean, maybe it was just like so much emotions too. It could have been happy that he got a season's best, sad that he it wasn't enough, and just like the emotions of the moment, like it could have been multifactorial.
Ilya, he was one more mistake away. One more mistake away
Yeah.
from losing that gold. But I mean, Shun is competing against a man who is doing a quad sal triple axel combo as his last jumping pass.
Right, and he sometimes does it better when he gets so mad at himself because he messes up another jump that he's like, well, can't make any more mistakes.
What's so funny is we don't have that same tech box, of course, at the Olympics that shows you what elements they're doing. So I totally like lose track.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Ilya repeated a quad lutz. His quad lutz only got 3 points because it was
I
half
know.
credit. And of course, like I think he got -5 GOE across all of the judges.
He's the only maybe program, him and Amber, that like I memorized the layout so I knew.
Yeah.
But otherwise, and I do think we just have that score box because we're watching the venue feed. I think NBC's is a little bit different, but you can't pay me to watch the NBC
You know
feed,
what,
so.
though? I might start watching the NBC feed because they seem to be cutting to less commercials, shockingly. And
Are you
yes,
serious?
I felt like we didn't see any slow-mos on the venue feed on Peacock.
Oh, were you watching NBC?
I was watching the venue feed. But clips I
Okay.
saw after the fact, like you saw the parents in the audience, like you saw some like extra fun little things that I'm like, oh man, maybe I'll. I don't know. It's so hard.
It's so hard. I think I'm so traumatized from
I know.
Nationals when it was like you would get to see the skate, maybe, and then you didn't see anything else. Sometimes you didn't even get to see them getting the scores.
Yeah.
And on venue feed, you can hear them talking, which,
I love
like,
that.
I kind of love that. It was so interesting, like, when Amber got off the ice to hear what Damon said to her. I'm like, Damon is just, him and Amber are a match made in heaven.
If Amber skated clean here, I would be very nervous for her in the individual event.
I know, but I was watching the practice feed yesterday, and she's just, like, on fire in practice.
I know, but that it goes back
So
to my
they're.
point earlier.
There is that mental block, which I can only imagine. Like when we used to have to do our moves in the field tests, I would be sick about that for months.
Why did our skates sound so scratchy during every
Because
test?
like we were not skating on our edges, we were skating on our toe picks.
Literally, like it was always so bad, and I would be cringing. I'm like, oh my God, why do I sound so bad? Like, this is so.
My point is like if I got that nervous for something so silly. Like, I can't even imagine
But
what
Amber
these
has come
athletes
such a
feel.
long way.
She has 1,000%. And I mean, like she said, she stood up the whole program. She didn't pop any jumps. She fought really, really hard. And for to what you said earlier, like, she should be proud.
Okay, should I say my second thorn? Piper and Paul behind Lila and Lewis in the rhythm
Oh
dance.
my God, that was
We're
mine.
the same. I mean, that's pathetic. I mean, give me a break. This cannot be the destiny of ice dance at this Olympics.
I want to look up the protocols because I'm just like, how did that happen?
Here's what I'll say. If it does happen again tomorrow, I do think Piper and Paul can come forward and overtake them in the free dance because they're so close. I mean, I think the difference here between Piper and Paul and Lila and Lewis was the levels. Piper and Paul had a pattern level 2, Lila and Lewis had a 3, and then I think Paul had a level 2 in his step sequence, and Lewis had a level 3, and both of the women had a level 3.
But even outside of that, where they had the same levels, or there wasn't any level to be given, Lila and Lewis was still beating them out on GOE,
Yeah,
like
that's pathetic.
at the Twizzles, at the character step. Don't believe it.
I'm not buying it. One thing I'll call out about Lila and Lewis on their Twizzles, and this is like a half compliment, half criticism. I think they've put in a lot of effort to make their Twizzles cover more ice, but now they look a little bit sloppy, especially in the first set of Twizzles. Tomorrow, watch it very closely.
I feel like a big difference from them. I mean, at Europeans, and it's still going on. Like, they're way too much in their heads.
Yeah.
You don't really see them performing like they used to. Like, let's rewind to the Rocky program. Did I like that program? Not really. But what I will say is they performed the heck out of that.
Or even thinking back to the Lion King program years ago at the last Olympics, they weren't even remotely in the conversation, but they performed the heck out of that, to your point.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what was crazy was so Lila Lewis, the Great Britain judge, gave them second place. Like, okay, cool. They gave Piper and Paul the sixth place.
That's cheating. It's blatant
It's like,
cheating. And I saw people found
what?
other instances in the past of that individual cheating. Like, can you be more transparent? Is there a chance Maddie Chalk trips over her skirt? Is there a chance Laurence and Guillaume go crashing into a board? Is there a chance Piper and Paul win the gold? They're always as my friends.
Yeah, that's
It's never
pretty
gonna happen.
optimistic, but it's fun. But I just feel like Piper and Paul have a good rhythm dance this year. It's not like a prior rhythm dance that I'm like, eh. It's okay for what they could have done. It's a fine rhythm dance. It's not like it should put them out of contention. Honestly, like Charlene and Marcos, I do believe that was not the best choice for them.
See, I prefer Charlene and Marco's Backstreet Boys rhythm dance over Piper and Paul's Supermodel, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like the opposite has happened to me throughout the season. Every time I watch the Backstreet Boys, I do understand now, like, oh, this might be a little bit makes you feel like you're trying to be too young. Like, you should have done something that's more authentic to
Yeah,
you.
but the Backstreet Boys were popular when they were growing up. So that is
I
authentic to them.
understand. And also, just for context, the Great Britain judge also put Lila and Lewis above Laurence and Guillaume. And, like, listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should get their credentials taken away immediately. I would have liked to have seen them, security guards grab that judge arm in arm and just escort them off the premise.
Agree.
All right. Do you want me to say my last thorn?
Let's hear.
Bear Lava's lifts.
Yeah, they're so
Bad.
not. It's just nerve-wracking.
I think people who don't
It's.
watch skating and have never watched skating would watch his lifts and say, ooh, oh, kind of cover their eyes.
Right.
Okay, but that was my thorn. What was your third thorn?
I didn't really have one, to be quite honest. The French team camaraderie seemed a little off
Well,
overall.
shocker.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I
know if
wonder
that was like a
why.
thorn per se. Yeah. But I did have two honorable mentions for my
Let's
roses
hear
that we did
it.
not mention. Kaori and Yuma, like, absolutely losing their mind over Yuma's score was like epic. They're so
I
cute, those
love.
two little friends. And also, like, shout out to Team Poland and their little pierogi mascot. That was very cute.
Yes! I love
And I
that.
thought overall, Team Poland did a really nice job.
I thought they were very respectable. And this
Yeah.
was their first time qualifying for the team event. I like that you called them out, because I agree.
Yeah. Go Poland. Okay. I have a fashion question for you.
Hit me.
What country is your current like favorite Olympic outfits thus far? Like the branded outfits.
Oh, honestly, I think I know who you're going to say,
I'm
but
sure you
I
do.
like USA.
Who do you think I'm gonna say?
Canada.
Yeah, I do
I
love
know
the
you so
Lululemon look.
well.
Let me say, when it's like the Ralph Lauren like sweaters and like the opening ceremony outfits, I agree. US is always gonna look fabulous in Ralph Lauren, like duh. But I don't love their like warm up slash like on ice outfit they were wearing at the medal ceremony. It's okay. It's cute, but that's where I think Canada's Lululemon like all around.
Yeah, well, if you want to buy that sweater, they only have size small left. 'Cause I was thinking, like, who's buying that? It's like not that cute. And then I looked and it was like almost totally sold out. So it's
The
popular.
Lululemon
The
one?
Lululemon. Yeah. Also,
Oh.
the Ralph Lauren stuff is like all sold out. Like they had a Polo Bear t-shirt for like $95, which is very expensive. But for Ralph Lauren, I'm like, you know what? They could have upcharged that even more. You know what I mean? Sold out.
Yeah, at least it's Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, and the Polo Bear is like, all the rage.
I know. It's really cute, but
We've all heard the Minion music copyright infringement for Tomy of Spain. That was approved. He can do his Minions program. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But seriously, honestly, that's so much fun. Amber Glenn, the individual who wrote, composed the second piece of music called The Return. His name is Seb McKinnon. Tweeted this 3 hours ago. So I just found out an Olympic figure skater used one of my songs without permission for their routine, aired all over the world. What? Is that usual practice for the Olympics? And everyone's responding to him like, bro, like that means you probably don't own your own music. Like your publisher approved it.
I know. It's just such a silly thing to put on Twitter, Seb.
I know, it's like then you don't know how it works.
Correct. And this is not like new music. She's been doing this for like years.
Yeah, but I also think everyone had to go through it again because it was the Olympics.
I understand, but also on top of that, like they just got off paying like $1.4 million for Alexa and Brandon. So like I'm pretty sure US does not want to like get into that again. Yeah, Seb, stop messing with our girl Amber. She's been through enough. Let her enjoy her time. Not having, I feel like, the best Olympic experience yet.
I know, let her live. That girl was singing the Star Spangled Banner like I've never seen somebody sing the Star Spangled Banner. So leave Amber
Yeah, the
alone.
last thing she needs is Seb.
Speaking of copyright, music, drama, Peter Gamenik of Russia had to change his short program. You know what music he was skating to, Wally?
The perfume stuff?
Yeah.
But so what about Christine and Anthony?
Maybe they paid for it. Like maybe let's say it was like 50,000. Maybe they comped that. Or we're gonna find out that they went back to their other rhythm dance. Or sorry, free skate.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much we can talk about, but I don't want to talk too much about like their specific programs because we're gonna be seeing. Like I have some things to say about like Maddie and Evan's free skate. I'll say it. Maddie's skirt. The red is necessary. Did you feel like at times though the skirt looked a little bit thin and it was like favoring one side and sometimes it didn't even look like a skirt?
Yeah, it definitely is thinner than before. I just feel like they're getting so nervous
Yeah.
about tripping on it, but they also just recently tripped on it again in practice.
I know. I'm like I noticed in the slide at the end, the choreographic slide, it was like very intentional how the skirt was grabbed. So it's part of the choreography. So I'm not really worried about it. I mean, obviously accidents can happen. Not worried about, but what I don't like as much is that it has to be a part of the choreography is, okay, I'm going to grab my skirt. I'm going to hold it this way. And I think it's a little noticeable.
Yeah, I feel like they're making it such a big deal, which understandably so, they're trying to be very cautious, but I mean, to your point, like, I mean, Laurence fell over her skirt. Like, it could happen to anyone. Sometimes I think Olivia's skirt's very long
Yeah.
too,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Do you remember at Montreal Worlds, Charlene's skirt in the free dance
Oh, yes.
on the last dance spin? That was like, oh, great. All right. Anything else? Do we want to
Oh, let's
make.
just say.
Go ahead.
I do want to, if you're saying predictions, I would like to do that, but I want to give shout out to Go-Go and his short program. I mean, come on, 92.
And the free skate, respect to Gogo.
The free, yeah. I thought it was really, really nice. And it just, it's nice for him to be able to say, like, he got a season's best at the Olympics. I mean, come on, that's cool.
Yeah, he could easily be in the top 10 here.
My only critique, and this is for you, Benoit, I'm not sure why you gave him that long program. Like, his short program is fire. It's so interesting. I love it. Really brings out Stephen's personality. And the long is just a little dull for me.
He's often very stoic and focused, so I enjoy the short program, but agree on the free skate big time. And the costume is like Adam Siow Himpha thrifted.
Yeah, I think they just need to find like the right thing for him, and they should keep leaning into the short program like genre in the future. And Steven is someone to watch out for. Like, I wonder if 4 years from now will be cool to hear who we're talking about.
I think he's not far away from that, to be honest with you.
Are we going to do predictions, you said?
Yes. Dance, it's going to be straightforward. We're going to have Maddie and Evan in first. We're going to have Laurence and Guillaume in second. And we're going to have Piper and Paul in third.
I really hope that Piper and Paul get a medal.
I pray.
I
I pray.
can't say that enough.
They do not have an
They
Olympic
deserve
medal.
it.
This would be their first. And if Charlene and Marco of Italy and Piper and Paul of Canada can go home with a medal this Olympics, I think that's best case scenario given the state of ice dance.
I agree. Men is trickier.
I mean, I fully anticipate Ilya is going to skate lights out. I didn't think that. This whole time, like leading up to the Olympics, even early season, I was like, something's going to happen to Ilya at the Olympics. Something's going to happen. And I actually think it happened in the short and the free skate here, to be honest with you.
I pray. That's another prayer I will have.
But wouldn't you be so happy for Yuma?
I would be happy for Yuma, but I would be happier if Ilya won because I love him.
I know you love him.
I like Yuma too, but part of me, and this could be recency bias, but like, what if it's Ilya, Yuma, Shun on the podium?
What if it's Ilya Shun Yuma?
Well, yeah, I'm not even saying the order. I just mean like. In some order, I feel like that could be our three podium men.
I think a clean Adam Siow Himpha beats a clean Shun Sato, but statistically speaking, chances of us seeing a clean Adam Siow Himpha are very slim.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I also think a clean Mikhail Shchedarov and a clean Peter Gamenik aren't touching a clean Shun Sato.
Definitely not Mihail this year. Peter, I just don't know.
Unless other people make a lot of mistakes, they're not going to get behind Peter Gamenik in the scores. So we'll see. But I feel pretty confident about like an Ilya Yuma Shun podium, which means something's going to go terribly wrong. Right?
I hope not, but
All right.
feels like a good bet.
Yeah. Should we wrap this episode up?
Let's wrap her up because we got to get ready for some more.
Yes, we have the rhythm dance tomorrow, which I am not going to look at my phone at all until I'm home from work, and I'm going to watch the rhythm dance as if I'm watching it live.
I was going to ask you what you were planning on doing, so
That's what
maybe
I'm
I will do the
doing.
same.
We are taking half days for the men's short and men's free skate. We're not taking any vacation for dance, so I will be doing the same thing on Wednesday as well. So do not text me.
Oh, you're talking to
I'm
me?
talking to you.
Well, me too.
Are you going to do the same?
I will. Well, I have to work, so yes.
But like you can't look at your phone at all. That's the
I
thing.
know, but. That could be hard for me, but I won't tell you if I do.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. We will talk to you all next week for our dance and men's recap. Crazy to think we will know who the dance and men's champions are. in a week's time. All right, well, thanks everyone.
Ta-ta.
With Molly and Flip, the routine.